Welcome back. This is Red Barn Radio, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style.
The two of you sing beautifully together. Your voice is gorgeous. Love the harmony choices you all are making. Just beautiful. Do you remember when you first sang together?
Well, yes, I do remember. You know, it was a friend of mine who, you know, brought us together, you know, in Kingstown, a place called Crossroad. And, you know, I took her to a performance deep in the ghetto, you know what I mean? And it was there and then when she first song, it's like it just blew me away. That makes me realize that this is a star in our own right, you know what I mean? And so, you know, we start build from there, we start vibes, you know. She would play her little guitar and, you know, we would chant together, you know.
Explain what you mean when you say you took Ashley deep in the ghetto. Is this a sort of more urban and poor part of Kingston? How would you describe that?
The ghetto is more like you have uptown, midtown, and you have downtown. You know, you have the deep ghetto where they would put it this way, that, you know, a lot of people come and you know, living a life that, you know, sometimes, you know, a little bit difficult, you know, struggling, you know, pain, suffering, you know, sometimes, you know what I mean? But it's a place where reggae music was born from. If you listen to reggae music, you know, you will hear, you know, the different elements that come out of it that, you know, make reggae music what reggae music is, you know what I mean? And that's why it reached so many people across the world, you know? We practically stay in the ghetto, you know, and reach people right across the world with the message through the music.
Did you grow up in that environment?
Well, basically, for some part of my life, I was born and grew up in St. Thomas, Cedar Valley, Richmond Gap. When you hear them talk about Blue Mountain Coffee, way up in the mountains, up in the hills, you know what I mean? As an artist coming up through the rank, it was a little bit difficult, you know, to get through where I grew up. So I had to come to Kingstown, where, you know, reggae music is, you know, the hub. You know, you find the hub in Kingstown, you know, it's like the factory, you know, per se.
Speaking one.
Deep Nourished Roots, this band you have supporting you, Ashley, and start with you, Steve. Talk some about how you brought this together.
DNR started about 2018. My father passed, and I walked in there. He had that purple DNR on his wrist in the hospital. I said, let me flip that Deep Nourished Roots, you know, instead of the Do Not Resuscitate. Music as my outlet, I guess, and formed a band, man, you know.
And did you do music before then?
Just play guitar. And
yeah.
Nothing serious in that sense, no. DJed a little bit.
At that point in time, you decided right then and there that this was the direction you were going to go. And had you been into reggae pretty deeply before that time?
Yeah. Probably since the early 90s, yeah, you know. Listening to the real reggae culture stuff like Sanchez, you get into the DJs, the singers, you know, not just the marketed reggae, which was great though. Like my first reggae was with the Mick Jagger and Peter Tosh, you know, I'm sure you remember that song.
Yeah, right.
Gotta walk and don't look back, right? Mm-hmm. I think when I started getting into it, it was more of the, like the 90s dancehall style, you know.
Yeah.
But then as you get into it and start seeing who's who and going back and back and back, yeah, it takes you back all the way as far as you want to go, to Mento, to ska, to rock steady, you know. You know, it was dance music, you know, dance music. Get the people out to dance. And it always had a message, you know.
I said the promised land.
Omar, did that music have this sort of same feel to it? It's all 4/4 time, but is it like the same foundation of that deep bass line and the sort of punctuation that happens with the percussion?
Well, it was a little bit lighter in terms of the bass, in terms of the roots reggae. Now, you know, the bass kind of a little bit stronger because it's a bass that carried the rhythm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In, you know, the roots rock, reggae, you know what I mean? But ska, it's more like dance music, you know, for you to go out and, you know, enjoy yourself and have a great time.
What else can you tell us that you've learned about some of the other, you know, pioneers of this music that would help our listeners sort of explore this in a deeper way?
Steve was saying, like, it all comes back down to the music that was born out of overcoming struggle, especially in those times, like racial struggle for, you know, African people. And I think that's definitely something that needs to be understood about the music, you know, because even to this day, you know, it's still in people's subconscious, you know, in the general collective consciousness of the world. Like, there's still kind of a stigma that has to be broken, even though it's made leaps and bounds since those times, right? But now it's more of a music that really, I think, whether it's, you know, from ska or down to roots reggae, you know, like you were saying, Toots and the Maytals, it still is like that music that's overcoming struggle, overcoming segregation, overcoming indoctrination, you know.
Like soul and blues, like folk music, you know, a lot of folk music.
Yeah, there can be the similarity there, for sure.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show.
The Red Barn Radio theme was written and performed by the Lucy Becker Band. More information is available on social media at Lucy Becker Music.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm Kathy Stamps.
And I'm Forrest Leffler.
There are many people to thank for our broadcast. First, Ashley Iray and Deep Nourished Roots, who are Rob Dredd on drums, Max Ballesteros on bass, Wendell Rogers on guitar, Steve Matherly, Christy Matherly, and Travis Taylor. I'm Mark Shepard. Great to have you with us. What a special evening. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our programs. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Before we close out the program, let's bring back Ashley Iray and Deep Nourished Roots for one more tune.
Enough times, why don't play around, yeah. And then he looks at me with that lustful gaze in his eyes, ooh. But the difference is I can see it now. And all these lifelong lessons I've been learning from the inside out. Thank you.
Yes, be present now.
Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style. The best music from the roots of the South, and sharing this music with the world.